CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I recommend you give it a read on ESPN.com. Jeremy Fowler will join us at 1 p.m. today to talk about it and help us break it down. Kevin Stefanski will speak today at 1:30. He will address the media. Well, I should say in the 1 o'clock hour. It's typically after practice, usually around 1:30. But I lock it in because you're going to want to hear what Kevin Stefanski has to say today. After this piece has come out, I am sure there will be questions about it. I am sure there will be things that will said, so you're going to want to hear that one. Also at noon, Dan Wetzel is going to join us. Yahoo Sports, talk a little bit of Buckeyes. Oh man, that was a romp. That was a romping. That was outstanding to watch last night. That was the Buckeye offense that we were all dreaming of seeing all season long. We'll talk about the Buckeyes a little bit later on in the show, as well as they walked right into the Rose Bowl and just rolled. And the college football playoff along the way as well. So we'll talk to Dan at noon. But right now, we're digging into this Jeremy Fowler piece that continues to just grow with fascination as we find our way through it, and is an absolute conundrum for an organization that has been ripe for conundrums of the long time of what you do with Deshaun Watson, what you do with the coaching staff, what you do with the philosophies and the schemes and all of that stuff that's involved, and how this all operates from there. And you read this kind of a piece, and it makes you start to wonder about the head coach of your team. And typically, these are the kind of pieces that come out before massive changes are on the doorstep. But the weird thing about this one is at every single turn, Jimmy Haslam has assured every single reporter who has talked to him that Kevin Stefanski is coming back. He's told all of them he thinks that he's got the right people that are in here. He has made it known that this guy is safe. I wonder when you read this kind of thing and all of the different tidbits that are in here, if it's a different situation, if it is, it's a different philosophy, because you start getting into this and, you know, the Ken Dorsey philosophy that found its way, that is in the building and is now calling plays and all that kind of stuff, and how it was able to succeed with Jameis Winston in there. And it was able to succeed with a quarterback who he gave those easy reads to and let him go when Deshaun Watson struggled oh so much in that. Now, is that just a guy getting his footing? Is that just time? I don't know. I think Kevin Stefanski can coach. I think Kevin Stefanski's offense can work. I think all of those things are true statements. But the Browns are between a rock and a hard place right now when it comes to their head coach and his offensive system, and their quarterback, who is currently injured, coming off of his second major injury, who has played so little this entire season. I don't know. I don't know what you do. I would keep the coach. I would try to find a veteran quarterback in free agency. I don't think Deshaun Watson is the answer. I don't think he processes quick enough. I think as weird as this statement is going to sound for a guy who is 29 years old, I wonder if all the time off has made it that he cannot process fast enough to be an NFL quarterback. I just wonder. And it's one of those I'm willing to be wrong on. And it's one of those that if I am wrong, you are more than welcome to throw it back in my face that I'm wrong. Because if the guy is succeeding and he's throwing touchdowns and he's doing well, it means the Browns are winning. It means the Browns are successful, which is what we're all looking for. I just wonder. I really, really wonder through it all. Tim, welcome to the show, man.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course, man. A very happy new year to you.
Yeah, you too. The whole Deshaun Watson thing, that's a mess in and of itself. And poor Kevin kind of got strapped with that one way or the other. But, you know, the one thing I feel like we keep evaluating Kevin like he's an offensive coordinator and not a head coach. Everything we talk about him, I too would be happy to have him as an offensive coordinator. But I think he's failing miserably as a head coach.
In what regard with it being a head coach that you think he's failing?
Well, for one, like he adds nothing on the sideline, and I don't think that he unifies the whole team. I think the defense is accountable to Jim Schwartz, not Kevin Stefanski. I think the special teams are accountable to Bubba Ventrone, not Kevin Stefanski. The only conversations we have with Kevin are about his offense.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the reason, Tim, is because you brought that you brought him in because you liked what he was running in Minnesota. You've kind of seen this throughout a lot of the NFL, that you're bringing in these offensive minds because you like the system that they're running somewhere. And you're making them a head coach because you want to have that offense in there, and you think that they can lead people, and you think you can do that stuff. But that's kind of how people are seeing the NFL, which, you know, might honestly, man, might be a mistake in its own right.
Well, you know, I know what you're saying about that, too, and yeah, but and that is the going trend. And I, you know, I wouldn't have a problem with him calling plays if I felt like he was succeeding as a head coach. But my ideal situation would be to bring Vrabel in as a head coach and keep Kevin as an OC.
Tim, I appreciate the call, man, and a very happy new year to you and your family. You can't do that. You flat out can't. And anyone who has ever worked in a building where your manager takes a step back and somebody else comes in to be their manager, it's always clunky. It always ends up adding poorly. If you've ever been in that situation where the person, and especially if it's the person who hired you and somebody that you trust and you rely on, all of a sudden has to take a step back as management and somebody else comes in above them, you end up always going and asking the person who was your boss to begin with, especially if you like the guy, asking the boss to begin with what we do and which direction we go and all of those things. It makes for such a confusing work environment. If you were going to bring in a different coach, you are not keeping Kevin Stefanski. You are not telling Kevin Stefanski to take a step back. Kevin Stefanski would be let go, and he would go be an offensive coordinator somewhere else. Nothing against him. That's just work relationships. You know, that's kind of one of those things. Like, it makes things a lot tougher because you want one unified voice. You don't want multiple splintering voices. Well, I always talk to this guy, so why do I now have to talk to this guy? Because I've always talked to this guy before. That's my only thing with it. I just wouldn't do it. Krista's in Cleveland. Krista, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks a lot for having me on this morning.
Of course. Thank you for calling.
Well, I was listening to what you were saying, and I was agreeing with some of what you were saying, and the thing that came across me is you said you think. So, to me, it sounds like you're still not even sure about Stefanski. I've moved on from Stefanski, and it's because of the inconsistencies that he's had the last 4 years. And granted, we haven't had Deshaun Watson, so we've had Jameis Winston in there, we've had DTR. Now we might be putting Zappy in there. So why haven't we changed our scheme to reflect the change at quarterback? And then the other point I'm making.
So Krista, let me get that one first. So the thought being that was kind of the whole like Ken Dorsey thing of like, okay, we're going to bring this guy in and we'll bring in his philosophy. But what you're seeing right now is, you know, did you ever take a foreign language in high school? Out of curiosity. So remember when you were first learning that foreign language and like in your head, you were like conjugating verbs and everything was coming out clunky because you were like, well, this is what I want to say, but how do I say it in the present tense, the future? Like, that's what I feel like I'm watching in this offense. In the beginning of the year, I was watching Kevin Stefanski and it looked like a guy who was conjugating verbs in his head. And then Dorsey took over and it still has that look to it, that it looks like it's guys who can't speak the same language.
I hear that, and I agree with that somewhat. It's still just the inconsistency. The other piece with Stefanski right now, my biggest concern has been, it's not just Stefanski, it's Barry, Steve Podesta, all of those individuals. To me, it's Haslam has to make a big decision. But back to Stefanski,
of course.
The lack of discipline that we've seen in our team, both offensively and defensively the last few weeks, with penalties, the increase in penalties, that's a reflection on Stefanski and what his leadership is. Are we holding our players accountable, or are we just going to keep putting them out there to make penalties that are just needlessly hurting our team and getting us to an opportunity to win out there and play our best football week to week, week in and week out. I'm a diehard Browns fan, thick and through. And it just saddens me to see us continue to look the way we're looking on TV week in, week out, with the way that our fan base has been thriving and wanting success this whole season. Right. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Of course, Krista. Very happy New Year to you and your family as well.
Happy New Year to you, too.
And that's a great point. I mean, it's, again, we were lucky enough, and if you missed that interview, you could use the Odyssey Rewind app. You can catch it on the pods, all that kind of stuff. We had Greg Williams on. And I know he came on, and I brought up to him the Mahmoud Diabate offsides at the one-yard line against the Bengals. Because that's just burnt in my head until the end of time. You know what I mean? And so he goes, he asked me, he goes, he jumped when? And I said, on the 1 yard line, Joe Burrow, he gave, you know, you can't give Joe Burrow millimeters, let alone 5 yards. And he goes, did he come to the sideline? And I said, Coach, I don't remember. Because I flat out don't remember. And he goes, you can't have that. You can't have that in that situation. You can't give Joe Burrow millimeters. You can't give Joe Burrow anything. The guy is too talented. When you have him pinned back at the 1 yard line, you cannot give up free yards because of pre-snap penalties. And I hear that kind of stuff, and it makes sense. What is being said makes sense. But yet I look at the success that this team has had on the offensive end. Not this year. Joe Flacco last year a little bit. What they were able to do with Jacoby Brissett. Hell, even some of the Watson stuff 2 years ago now. And I just look at Kevin Stefanski and I can't. I don't know. Maybe I got a problem. But like, I think this guy can coach football. I think he can coach offense. Does he need to tweak some stuff? Yes. Does it look like they are trying to... Does it look like right now the Ken Dorsey spread offensive ideas, RPOs, all of that kind of stuff with the Stefanski run game that's in between there and they're trying to smash it together? Is this, you know, here are two things that I like and I'm going to put them together. And sometimes you get brilliant. Sometimes you get chocolate and peanut butter when you take two things you like and you put them together and you're like, wow, this is outstanding. I can't beat this. And then other times you're like my buddy in high school who went, it was eighth grade, sorry. Who went, I like ketchup and I like ice cream. What happens if I put ketchup on top of ice cream? It's horrendous. It's one of the worst flavors on this earth. But I like ketchup and I like ice cream. And I partially wonder if we are in a position, folks, where we are watching someone try to put together ketchup and ice cream. And it just does not click. And it just does not work. And all I could see is my buddy taking a bite of it and going, oh, God, this is gross. Which I feel like is the face and the noise that we all make every single Sunday. We'll take more of your calls on this. Jeremy Fowler, the author of this piece, will join us at 1 p.m. today. Kevin Stefanski, 1:30. Dan Menigan in for Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.